This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The United States and Iraq appear to be divided by a wall, and not a metaphorical one. The wall in question would be 3 miles long, made of concrete, and it would block off part of a troubled Sunni neighborhood on the north side of Baghdad. U.S. political and military leaders in Iraq say the wall is necessary to end the bloody suicide bombings that have hit Iraq recently. But since its existence became known a few days ago, the wall has sparked intense opposition, and Iraq's prime minister says that he has ordered the construction stopped. NPR's Mike Schuster has more from Baghdad.
A spontaneous demonstration this morning in the North Baghdad neighborhood of Adamiya. Protesters chanted, "No, no to the wall," and carried placards that read, "We reject this sectarian wall." Eyewitnesses put the crowd at more than 1,000. Adamiya is the mostly Sunni neighborhood that the wall is meant to enclose. For years, Sunni insurgents have mounted attacks from Adamiya and sought refuge in its narrow, tangled alleyways. More recently, it has been the target of Shiite reprisal killings. U.S. officials say that the plans for the concrete wall were developed in consultation with Iraqi military and police leaders. So it came as something of a surprise when Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, on a visit to Cairo yesterday, called for the project to stop.
I objected to the building of that wall, and the building will stop. But it is not meant to isolate Adamiya, only to protect it. I'm afraid that the wall may remind us of other walls that we reject. So yesterday, I requested that the process be stopped and alternatives be found to protect the area.
The Americans have exhibited some confusion about this project. When word of its existence was first reported last week, the spokesman for the U.S. military command in Iraq, Major General William Caldwell, said it was not the policy of the U.S. to build such walls. Today, U.S. Ambassador Ryan Crocker made a number of arguments in its defense.
Efforts such as the construction of barriers is designed in large part to prevent the kinds of awful bombings that we've seen over the past couple of weeks. The challenge is to prevent these kinds of bombings and other forms of violence while obviously allowing people to live their lives.
Suicide attacks and car bombs have increased in the capital in recent weeks in response, it seems, to the presence of thousands of additional American and Iraqi troops who are part of the intensified security operation underway here. So Ambassador Crocker left the impression that Prime Minister Maliki had not uttered the last word on the controversy.
Obviously, we will respect the wishes of the government and the Prime Minister. I'm not sure just where we are right now concerning our discussions on how to move forward on this particular issue.
In fact, the Adamiya project is planned as just one of several new blockaded neighborhoods. The 12-foot-high reinforced concrete slabs have proliferated throughout Baghdad and have been used to channel traffic, provide protection to key installations, and block off access to many neighborhoods and markets nearly everywhere in the capital. Abdul Karim Khalif of Iraq's Interior Ministry said it makes sense to build a wall around Adamiya.
It's meant to limit access to those areas, to help us better control who goes in and out of the neighborhood, and help our forces provide better security, as well as quicker and more effective searches.
But many residents immediately likened it to the Berlin Wall and to the security barrier Israel has nearly completed in and around the West Bank. One female protester, reached by cell phone at today's demonstration, said she now looks more favorably on Prime Minister Maliki because of his stand on the wall. I had a mistaken idea about Maliki, she said, but when I heard his statement, I liked him because he asked for the wall to be removed. I wish that Bush would listen to Maliki because we are Iraqis and we don't want this wall, she said. One television channel here didn't shrink from expressing its opinion about the wall. Repeatedly throughout the day, with this music as background, Sharqiya Television was showing a message it created, the word Adamiya in red, gradually encircled by gray bricks. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Baghdad.